For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. We've all heard it. If you can't figure out how to use your computer, ask a teenager for help. It seems that some older people find modern technology confusing and frustrating. A professor at Michigan State University has done extensive research into what the elderly get out of their tablets and smartphones and how they might find greater fulfillment in our modern gadgets. Last year, Saturday Night Live devoted one of their fake ads to a smart device for older folks who not only have trouble with today's technology, but can't even remember the name Alexa.
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
All kidding aside, there is some truth to the notion that today's technology leaves some people behind. Sheila Cotton of the MSU College of Communication Arts and Sciences Department of Media and Information is looking into how we might shrink that digital divide. For the purposes of her research, Cotton considers those age 65 and older. When it comes to today's tech, she says there's a stigma to not getting it.
Some older adults don't want to appear that they can't learn this new technology or these constantly changing technologies. And so for some of them, that may limit their willingness to use.
Cotton's 15 years of research has revealed that if older adults are shown how new technology can be relevant in their lives, they become more willing to at least try to learn. Cotton says that while that new technology can be a source of frustration, mastering a new skill can also become a source of pride.
The interfaces are constantly changing. You're having to update passwords, which is a huge challenge for many older adults. And so these constant changes require older adults to be able to change too. And, you know, after a certain age, your cognitive ability starts to decline just a little bit. And so it gets harder for you to pick up new things or to constantly change as the technologies are evolving.
According to Cotton, the visual element added to the old-fashioned phone call to faraway relatives by using Skype or FaceTime can be a motivator for some to learn. For others, these technological challenges can bring them together with children and grandchildren because it's often who they reach out to for help. Cotton calls it a catalytic connection. Sheila Cotton hopes older Americans won't give up on technology. Ask for help from relatives or others if that's what it takes. Her message? The elderly have much to gain by trying.
The potential is so huge in terms of finding information, whether it's health information or other types of information, to connecting with loved ones, to finding old friends. There's so many things that they can do through using these devices that I encourage them to really try to learn more about the devices so that they can use them to help them enhance their lives.
In East Lansing, I'm Scott Pohl.